Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about preparing your emergency grab-and-go box. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Susan Cosgrove, Mississippi State University Extension Area Agent. Susan, why do families need this grab-and-go box?
Amy, it has been 10 years this August since one of the most devastating hurricanes in our lifetime hit the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Hurricane Katrina taught us a good lesson. Personal and financial documents are hard to replace. Taking a little time now to assemble important papers in a box that is safe and ready to grab at a moment's notice can save a lot of time and frustration in the event of a storm, flood, or a fire.
What kind of box are you referring to for storing valuable documents?
Portable fire floodproof boxes designed to store important documents are available at many stores that sell school or office supplies. You have to plan carefully about what to include and where you keep your box. Also, keep the box locked, even if the key is still attached, because this will be more likely to stay shut in a storm. You may also want to put documents in a paper envelope that will not melt in high heat, and then in a sealed, waterproof plastic bag.
So exactly what do you need to store in this evacuation box?
Think about what would be most difficult and costly to replace. For example, passports, social security cards, birth certificates, marriage certificates, death certificates, diplomas, important phone numbers, account numbers, insurance policy numbers, a copy of a health care directive, burial instructions, immunization records, and an identification photo with the name written on the back of the photos of each family member, and don't forget your pets also. And it's a good idea to list prescription medications, eyeglass prescriptions, keys to your safe deposit box, combinations to safes, copies of your household inventory, power of attorney, wills, titles, deeds, recent investment statements, credit cards, driver's license, copies of your previous year's tax returns, military records. This is by far not a complete list.
And where should we keep this box?
Keep it in a safe and secure location, but one that is easy for you to reach if you're awakened and need to make a quick escape, like under the bed, in a cabinet, or a closet near an outside door. If you must evacuate, you need to keep the box with you at all times. Do not leave it in an unlocked vehicle. Tell someone you trust where to find documents in case you are incapacitated.
And how can everything that's important fit in such a small box?
This is where technology will definitely help. Computer disks and flash drives hold a tremendous amount of scanned or saved information, especially when it comes to family photos and a photo inventory of home and property, if you include this on CDs or flash drives. Since CDs will melt and are easily destroyed, you may want to store another copy at a different site. I personally would not store this information in the cloud. The information should be carefully secured and protected against unauthorized access.
How do you maintain this important information?
Our lives are constantly changing when there are births, deaths, moves, marriages, divorces. You may buy a new house, new property, or sell property. Your grab-and-go box will not last forever, so you need to review and update your information annually, perhaps at tax time or preparing for hurricane season. For additional security, consider scanning the contents of your box along with the contents of your safe deposit box and save all of this to a disk or a flash drive. Send this copy of this file to a very trusted friend or a relative who lives at least 300 miles away from you. Why? Because by sending it this distance, a natural disaster should not affect the location you send it. Another important tip, remember to include some cash in your box, because in a disaster like Hurricane Katrina, you cannot get to a bank or an ATM machine to access your bank account.
Today we've been speaking with Susan Cosgrove, Extension Area Agent. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.